Tremont, Illinois-based Precision Planting has launched the first iPad monitoring application for use in production agriculture. FieldView is their latest addition to the 2020 SeedSense system for planter management. I sat down with Sean Arians, education coordinator with Precision Planting, to learn more about this application that will put those technologies that we all love, like the iPad, to good use while we're in the cab of the tractor.
Well, Megan, this is a pretty neat technology called FieldView that allows us to tie into existing monitor in the cab, being the 2020 SeedSense, and take that information and create high-definition maps by the second of data that we're getting from not only the seed sensors but also our downforce sensors. So a farmer has that now in the cab, can zoom pretty easily with the technology of the iPad, zoom in, start to diagnose certain issues, and if they see a problem in the field, they can also take this iPad out when they're done for the day and have those maps with them. They can scout with this application. They can take pictures, create notes, drop audio files on top of that. So they have a constant flow of information from the day they plant to through the growing season. And then we will also build on this with harvest coming up in the near future as well.
When we look at an application like this, Sean, what makes this type of information really work? For the producer, what makes it a good investment and really something for them to utilize in their operations?
Well, the first thing being the iPad, it's awesome technology, and everybody has wanted one of these tools, and now we've just given them another reason to want one of those and put it to good use in the tractor cab rather than just playing a bunch of games like Angry Birds on it. Now you actually have the capability to have cellular data available in the tractor cab, and what this allows us to do is also connect with that user for product support issues. So when they call in and have a problem that they need to take care of, they can send us data via their cellular connection on that iPad, and that gives us a direct link to start to diagnose those issues in the cab. And as we look towards how do we share data and manage data, they'll be able to transfer software updates and information that they get from their maps into the cab, and then up to a server where they can access that later, eventually on their home computer.
When we look at having this type of accessibility to our fields, to the equipment that we're utilizing to put the seed in the ground, how does it make us better farmers? How does it make us more efficient and more effective?
Well, we all strive to have better information, and technology is definitely a driving force as we look at taking information from planting, how do we manage it, how do we make better decisions and try to improve ourselves. And that's our goal here at Precision Planting, is challenging the grower to improve their operations, take a look at their fields, and find out with the information that we have available to them, what can I change to add bushels next year? And as we know that the world is growing quickly and that food demand continues to grow with that, and we as farmers and producers have to be able to step up to that challenge. And with the information that FieldView gives us, we can take an in-depth look at the planter and information with downforce, population, spacing, and really drill down to find out what is going on with my planter, how can I fix that before I finish planting my whole crop in the ground. And not only do I have that available in tractor cab, now I have that when I leave the field at night, I have that map with me instantaneously. I don't have to go back and download it into my desktop or laptop and then print it out. It's right there available 24 hours a day whenever that grower wants it. And that's kind of a new link as you talk about new technology in ag. This has been a tool that we've been excited about. We released last week at our winter conference here in Tremont, Illinois, and it gives the user the flexibility to have that map instant and not have to wait for it. And plus, with the industry using and developing much of their hardware, it's kind of a first of its kind with using an outside provider, a consumer device that's easily accessible that you can go to Walmart and purchase and use with our system.
Let's talk about investment on the farmer side of things. Obviously, the investment in the iPad 2 or in the iPad tablet. But what else, what other investments are needed for a farmer to take advantage of this type of technology?
We use the base tool. information from. So user must have a 2020, and then we tie with that into that with a few what we call a field view module, and that comes with a base kit that allows the RAM mount or the holder in the cab. It comes with a little processor on it that basically transfers that information from the 2020 into the iPad. And the app is a free download. So once you purchase the FieldView module, that's the, if you will, unlock for FieldView to work on your iPad. So pretty minimum, I believe it's right around $1,000. So it's a fairly cheap investment when you look at the grower that's trying to take and maximize data and use that information in the management of their operation.
Investments in technology for producers oftentimes are dependent upon the size of the operation. Is this something that makes sense for a farmer, whether he's 500 acres or 50,000 acres?
Well, Megan, we have growers all across the country from not only the United States, but also Canada, South Africa, Zambia, Brazil, Argentina, all over the country. And most of our Canadian growers, the growers on the eastern sea line in Pennsylvania and New York, a lot of those growers only have 4- and 6-row planters. They granted they're planting sweet corn most of the time for specialty crops, but they find a way to make that pay. And we've also found that growers that buy the 2020 and use a module like FieldView, if they take this information and use it as a diagnostic tool, a 500-acre grower can see it pay off in a year to a year and a half.
The app will be available mid to late February. You can learn more about utilizing this in your operation online at precisionplanting.com. I'm Megan Grubner reporting.